Hi everyone, welcome to Psychedelic Science Conference. We are here to witness an historic event. We have, I think, 11,000 people, attendees, coming to learn more about psychedelic and their benefits and therapeutic use. We're here for the next 3 days intensely, speaking to many leaders in the space and bringing you so much more news and updates. So stay tuned. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Psychedelic Conversations. So glad you guys are here. We're still going with the conference vibes, and I have with me Jeff and Lina today from the East Institute. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course, it's a pleasure to have you both. So I just want to give a bit of a context to our listeners, your background. The East Institute has a few super exciting announcements to share, which are a partnership with the Bone Frog Foundation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So something we can talk about in a moment. And you also help, you developed a help method that treat TBIs mm-hmm. and PTSD for the Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Right? And then you also have this new program called Embody.
Yes.
Which will be psychedelic plants with microdoses, with supplies delivered straight to client stores, which is exciting, right? Very new, very different to, like, this is probably the first conversation I'm having with somebody actively doing something like this. So I really appreciate the work. So before we begin, let's begin with you. What brings you to this space, to this work?
Many things. You know, I really feel that my journey into psychedelics started, like the seeds were planted when I was a young child. You know, in this space specifically, the East Institute is a bridge between, you know, North America, South America, a bridge between the East and the West, a bridge between, you know, the ancient and modern. So I grew up in a Buddhist Christian home, and I was taught different spiritual rituals and practices and meditation as a young child. So that was always within being that bridge of East and West. And then as I continued my journey, I felt guided, you know, to step onto the path of helping people. And so I became a licensed clinical social worker, and I had a private practice, and I began teaching meditation in my practice and seeing really the limitations of traditional talk therapy. And on my own spiritual personal journey, I found plant medicine. So worked with grandmother ayahuasca and then psilocybin, and realized there was such a powerful potential at the intersection of psychotherapy, spiritual practice, energy medicine, and plant medicine. So it's through my own healing journey and my own calling, really, to be this bridge. And, you know, Jeff and I connected, and we have similar but different journeys, and we were guided, really, to bring the East Institute and the East Method forth.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And Jeff, what about you?
Yeah, similar to Lina, my journey of spirituality also began young. And I began reading about spirituality when I was about 10 years old. Through my teens, studied martial arts and became very intrigued with kind of the internal aspects of the martial arts, meditation, cultivating one's energy. Later went to school, studied the sciences, biology, chemistry, stayed for next year to pick up a physics, mathematics degree. And then later in life, I was faced with a personal illness that the doctors couldn't really diagnose well, and actually misdiagnosed now in retrospect. So I sought all of the Western medical treatments, all the therapies, all the drugs. Nothing was working. My health continued to deteriorate, and they had given me 3 months to live.
Wow.
All my systems were shutting down. And in a moment of clarity from this drug-induced haze that I had been in for a couple of years, I heard this voice that said, heal yourself. And that day I stopped taking the medications, I stopped seeing the doctors. I went back to those practices I had learned of those natural practices from the East that I had learned many years before. Shortly after that, I met a shaman. He just magically walked into my life and said that I meant to work with you. And the day that I made that decision, I was in terrible physical health. 8 months later, pretty much looked like this. And my hair had grown back, I was fit, my body was healthy, and I was left with this kind of emotional devastation from all of it. And I was called onto this path initially through my personal healing, which included travels and studies from different indigenous shamanic practices throughout the world, integrative energy medicine, intuitive medicine, energy psychology. Was introduced to plant medicine in Peru, also ayahuasca initially, and I was told very early on that I was meant to do this work. So stepped into doing work with people, and many, many years later, you know, Lena and I created what's known as the East Method, which is a structured healing program that takes people into a very deep healing modality using a combination of all natural practices for the purpose of healing naturally, traditionally, but in a very scientifically sound way.
That's so wonderful. This is so moving. I get to be witnessing so many stories, personal stories, that is just extraordinary.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. I think that's, it's like I was the, I was at the Roland Griffiths dinner. I don't know if you guys attended. I was sitting next to a gentleman and he said, what do you do for a living? And I said, I do podcasts, and I'm just here for interviewing people. He said, that must be hard work. You know, you got to create content. I was like, no, you have no idea. It's like the most grounding, beautiful work, because I get to meet some of the most powerful, interesting people. And he said, oh, I see, I get it. It's because the psychedelic space kind of held by those people come in with passion, with their own personal journey, and that changes the dynamic. I said, of course. So, and now this kind of reinforces is that conversation to me. And I guess that's probably why we all create these, you know, intervene and weave all these webs together. It's just so powerful. Everybody brings their own medicine pouch. I was looking at your pouch earlier. I have this wonderful friend. I mean, my listeners heard me say this 100 times already. So I have this wonderful friend, and he's from Jamaica, and he used to say, we all are born with a medicine pouch, which is your unique gift. And he said to me, sister, what medicine do you have in your pouch? It just reminded me of you when you said, going through all that experience to then come into this.
Yeah, it's really that's the path that we're called onto.
Yeah,
it's very common for people to have personal tragedy, personal illness that really awakens them.
Yeah,
And really puts them on that path. Right? We always refer, we like your Jamaican friend. We always ask people, "What's your medicine?"
Right. And we say that all the time.
We do. And
it's synchronicity.
Yeah, and it's through, you know, when we step onto that path, we really do step into the shadow, you know, those very deep, dark aspects of ourself. And the path of the healer, the path of the shaman or medicine man or medicine woman is to walk into that shadow. Yeah. To do the work on a highly personal level,
yes,
as deep as we can possibly go, and then to come out with the knowledge, you know, having healed ourselves, you know, coming out with that knowledge and then sharing that knowledge and wisdom with other people. See, with plant medicine work, you can't really take people to a place that you haven't already been.
I love that.
And that's our philosophy and what we embody as active facilitators and medicine people, and really helping those who are called onto this path lean into the most dense parts of their suffering. For me, it was, you know, losing my mom, who is my spiritual teacher, very suddenly from a stroke. and, you know, waking up one day completely depleted of energy and realizing I had chosen to be in a spiritually and emotionally bankrupt marriage that looked beautiful on the outside, but was completely dead on the inside. And so it's those access points that can guide us deeper into working with the sacred plants.
Yeah. Yeah. So beautiful. And I believe that a lot of people do work that are really impactful are the ones that actually had a very personal mm-hmm. work that kind of attached to the path, mm-hmm. right? It's right. It's almost like the entry point, like
entry
you said.
Point, yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. You know, it's interesting. This has been an amazing show, and there's so many different aspects of this of psychedelics. And, you know, from our world, you know, we observe the natural, traditional use of the plant medicines or the mushroom medicines. We see a lot of clinical synthetic, mm-hmm. you know, happening also, which is also very good, you know, because it can be so helpful. And what we're here to do is to kind of meet modern medicine yep. right where it's at, mm-hmm. And to show modern medicine the value of these natural ancient mm-hmm. wisdoms, these yeah. practices,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
these different modalities. You know, today what we're seeing at the show, it's very young. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been an ecosystem around yeah. this developed. On the clinical side, it tends to be very two-dimensional, psychedelics and psychotherapy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very powerful. And when you start adding other modalities, like mindfulness and meditation, vibrational sound therapy, energy medicine, shamanic healing. There are layers.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. There are layers that can really help a person walk through and accelerate the deepest levels of healing. So it's going to be beautiful to see the ecosystem mm-hmm.
yeah.
develop.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think we're in the precipice of something birthing, something very powerful.
Yes.
At all layers, and there's different layers. I get to witness this week, especially all walks of life,
mm-hmm.
but mm-hmm. the intention is one. Mm-hmm. We just want to be better, healed, whole, and good people.
Right.
Yeah. That kind of yeah. brings us together.
And that's the key, and that's what, when we work with the sacred medicines intentionally, it shows us so many of our commonalities, because our ego wants to be attached to how we can create separation.
Yeah.
And you're right. You know, I've never been in such a large group of people, 12,000 people, where there's so much common thread. And that's a yeah. very powerful portal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what we're witnessing.
Yes, yes, totally.
People say, like, how everyone is so nice, I guess, when we, everyone's so nice, and yes. they're so helpful,
so
and
open.
Kind.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny, somebody asked me yesterday, they said, oh my gosh, Jeff, like, everybody I talk to at this conference, they're so smart.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's mm-hmm. right, they are. She's like, why are they so smart? And I said, psychedelics.
Yeah, medicine.
Medicine.
Yeah. It does. It opens and expands our levels of consciousness, yes. I believe so.
Right.
Beautiful. So tell me about your work. So what is this new exciting development that you'll be offering?
Yeah.
Well, we actually have a few.
Yeah, okay. We have a lot going on.
We do.
Yeah.
So, it's you exciting. Know, so our, what we call our flagship offering is the East Method. It's a structured healing program that is 12 sessions, three ceremonies that are deepening, that's really designed to help people heal their psycho-emotional conditions like depression, anxiety, PTSD, addiction, many others. And it can be very, very powerful, you know, to help kind of shrink the amount of time that it takes a person to heal. And we see very traditionally, or I should say in conventional therapy, everybody plateaus at a certain
point. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or with their pharmaceuticals, they plateau, or they're on a pharmaceutical carousel. This helps kind of get them unstuck. Mm-hmm. It helps push through that. It also helps take them off of those pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
As an adjunct to that, we had been working with microdosing in very highly specialized ways to help people come off of their pharmaceuticals, improve their mood, improve their cognitive skills. So we created Embody, which is a microdosing program that is all inclusive of lifestyle practices, embodied practices, education. There's consistent counseling, you know, and guidance throughout the entire process. We've also created 14 protocols for microdosing. Three are was being used out there mostly, as well as different blends to really help individualize the microdosing experience, because microdosing is not one size fits all. So we have, you know, the method, we have Embody, which is very exciting. We do facilitator training where we train people on how to step into being a medicine person, not a psychedelic assisted therapist, but a medicine person actually doing the work.
I love the distinction.
Yeah, yes. And the uniqueness is it's highly experiential. And so as a medicine person, we can't take someone, as you said, to a place we've never been. So we have to go into the deepest parts of our own healing. So yes, it has like the lecture, classroom, neuroscience, all of that teaching, but it's very focused also on a ceremonial piece.
Yeah.
And teaching people, and this is also a distinction, how to do deep energetic work, soul work, work in the brain with somebody as they're taking them into ceremony from the shamanic lens.
You know, the other point that really makes what we're doing different with that training is that at the end there's an intern residency where people are getting experience working with clients on an individual basis next to, you know, a lead facilitator like Lena or myself.
Yeah.
Small group experience, you know, medium-sized group experience. So when they finish that program, they are fully equipped to step in and actually do the work. There's a lot of talk about doing the work out here. There are very few organizations that actually do the work.
Yes.
We do the work, right? So we want to share that knowledge with people. The other really exciting and so needed, so needed announcement is our partnership with the Bone Frog Foundation. Bone Frog was founded by retired Navy SEALs who had experienced traumatic brain injury, TBI, combat induced PTSD, and what's called operator syndrome. Their current modes of treatment are insufficient. The suicide rate is off the charts. The veterans, especially special operations veterans, are struggling. As a matter of fact, we lost somebody very dear to us last night.
Oh, God.
Okay, who was very, very much on the path of healing, who was a retired Navy SEAL who had experienced TBI. And this is why we're so emotional today about this. This work is so essential. People are dying every day. Our veterans are not getting the treatment that they need. So this partnership will bring specialized versions of the method into the veteran community. It will bring specialized versions of the Embody microdosing programs into the military and into the Veterans Administration, so these people can get the help that they truly need.
Because the conventional Western medical model is truly failing them, and actually, in many cases, perpetuating more harm with the pharmaceuticals that they're being put on, which actually can many times increase their suicidality. So we're here as an organization to really stand for a different paradigm of healing. And it's gonna take a lot of collective work for us to shift our, you know, from the medical model. But what we aspire to do and what we're intending to do and what we are committed to doing is creating an alternative where so many more people will see this alternative as, you know, the true path of actually healing at the core, especially for these veterans who are in such dire need, that eventually it's going to shift, and the old paradigm will begin to crumble.
Yeah. Wow. This is so wonderful. So wonderful. Thank you so much for doing this work.
Thank you.
I'm very much aware of the veterans and the situation. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate this work. And happy to specifically, you know, talk more about this, have you guys back as much as you'd like or you have time for. And we'll put all the links and all the information out there in the show notes so people can connect, because we have a global audience that they would appreciate this specific work especially.
Thank you.
Love that. As we're coming to end of our conversation, what would you like to share with our listeners in terms of like your projects going forward? Mm-hmm. Anything that you want to feel called to share?
Yeah, I feel called to share that that we're all here to remember who we are. We're here to remember our medicine, and our medicine is our soul's unique gift that's meant to be shared with the world in order to heal Pachamama, Mother Earth, and humanity. So, that's our path. That's our path, and that's what we're being called to do collectively. So I always ask on my podcast, which is called Medicine Wisdom, what is your medicine? What is your medicine? If you can continue to work with that and excavate what that is, this world will continue to change.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jeff, what would you like to add?
That says it all.
Okay, wonderful.
How could that? That's hard to follow.
All right. And that's beautiful. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Susan.
I've learned about the difference, the distinction today from you guys. Because like you said, there's a lot of psychedelic assisted therapy thing going on and trainings and certification and more like a medical model, academic, you know, like the usual model that we're all used to. But I love the distinction you're making. Becoming a medicine person is a very different thing.
Yes. It is very different.
You know, we always tell people to remember that the current model prescribes drugs, and drugs treat symptoms. The traditional model of being a medicine person, medicines heal conditions.
Yeah. It's like diving deep into the root causes.
Yes.
Root of the roots.
That's right.
And then bringing it home and integrating it as your own.
That's right.
Yeah, life, almost like bringing it into your life as your part of your whole being, your life.
That's right. Yeah.
Rather than go and get prescribed, do one session, come back home.
Right.
Yeah, it's important for us to own the responsibility of our healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Western medical model, we give our power away to a pill, to a doctor, to a practitioner. When we are truly seeking healing, we have to own it.
Yeah.
We have to do it with assistance. But that's our responsibility.
Mic drop moment. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Would love to have you guys back and then keep the conversation going.
Yes.
Much appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you everyone for joining us, and hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. Please do support and comment below and get in touch with Lina and Jeff for their amazing work. Bye for now.